Who are you calling next?
Dr. Kobe?
Hello?
Hi, Dr. Kobe.
Hi.
Hello. I'm going to call Leron right now. I'm going to add him to the conference right now.
What?
I'm going to add Leron to
okay.
the conference right now.
What's his name?
Leron.
Leron.
Yeah. This is a
Leron.
Computer tech. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
All
I
right.
Just wanted to pronounce it right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hey,
Leron, this is...
Hi.
Hi. This is Gopi and Rick. We talked to you some time ago, and we are moving forward on our app, and we'd appreciate some advice on how best to provide you with leads. In other words, you know, when we get the lead, we can send you an email, we can notify you, we can SMS you, we can call you, right? And
yeah,
and do a hot transfer or a cold transfer. There are multiple options, and I wanted to find out what's your preference.
I mean, my preference would probably be like an app that will notify you, send you like a notification, and then
yeah.
it will give you all of the information of like what that client needs or wants. Because I feel like in a text message, it can be kind of disorganized. Maybe in an email would also be okay, but usually, like, people get a million emails a day, you know, with random
yeah,
stuff.
Right.
And they don't check it as often.
Right.
So
right.
I think an app would be best because it would
yeah.
be more centralized.
Yeah, yeah. We are developing that app. And but in that app, when we send you a raw lead, right?
Yeah.
Should we – well, sometimes the lead – will not have much information. They might just say, I can't boot up my desktop or something very, 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 very simple and broad. Did you want more detailed information? For example, we could intercept that call, get more information from the user according to a form that you would like, and then update that form so you would have a very quick idea of what that call will be about. Is that?
Well, I mean, that's good, but I think that the best thing to do would have general questions, and then you know if the person kind of like knows is more tech savvy, then they'll know what to say. But I think it's better to have like if the client can't really come up with that information. Then I think it
right.
would be a good thing to have a feature that allows the technician to, you know, send counter questions to know exactly what they need.
Yeah. Okay. So that should be in chat.
Yeah, it should be done in a chat. Like you know how you have like certain websites that like advertise, oh, we have a live chat, like on the bottom right or,
yeah.
or bottom left or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
in chat, you
like
want
that.
A dialogue, okay?
Yeah.
That's definitely possible. How did you want somebody like a dispatcher, for example, to actually ask them in real time these questions and then send you a already populated form?
Well, I mean. I don't think there needs to be like a dispatcher that would ask. I think it's like a form is a form. You know what I mean? That would just kind of have general questions for like a specific issue. So like for computer repair, it would have like a different form to fill out than would be cell phone repair. And then I think it would be better for the technician specifically to be able to chat with them instead of have like a dispatcher talk to them.
Okay. Could you help us with that form?
With a form, yeah.
Yeah. Could you help us right now, or should we reschedule the call for you to think about it? That will be very, very useful to us.
Yeah, I could help you with a form right now.
Okay. So what would be the question?
Well, first question would be, like, let's say if it's a cell phone, first question would be, like, what's wrong with it? You know what I mean? So you could have, like, a few options. Like,
yeah.
Certain thing, like, doesn't power on.
Mm-hmm.
Or screen is broken. Or specifically speaker is broken. Or, you know, any one of those specific options.
How are you? Hi.
And then when you have those options, like, you know, like screen broken, speaker broken, things like that, depending on what they select, you can have like another list of drop downs, like notifying them, like, okay, so for example, your phone didn't turn on. Did you try A, B, C, and D, you know, like plugging it in, hard reset, or anything like that. If it's like a screen issue, like same thing, like just like troubleshooting information, just so that like you don't book with a client and then like they come in and like the only thing that's wrong with their phone is that their charger was broken and they didn't realize it and then they like wasted your time.
Yeah. But where can we get, is there a place where we can kind of find this organized, like where to start with? First of all, is it a desktop or a laptop or a phone? And then if it's a phone, so there is some kind of a hierarchy, right, in that?
There's what? A hierarchy, yeah.
So how would we, so for each one, we'll have separate questions, right?
Yeah, so like,
and
so we have like different questions. So like, for example, like, if you want to do, like, a broken screen, first you put, like, the model of the phone or whatever. And then you ask certain questions, like, is the glass shattered to the point of where you can see the internals of the phone? Because then you know that if you can see the internals, then, you know, like, something like water could have came into the phone afterwards, so you know more of what to expect. If it's just like a cracked screen, like a spiderweb screen or whatever, then you know you need to replace the screen more or less.
Yeah.
Or did the button break off? Or like did the top camera crack? Things like that. Like you know, kind of just to verify certain functions of the phone to know what is or isn't damaged.
Right.
Just to kind
right.
of like make it easier for the technician to know what to look out
right.
for. So for example, like somebody says, okay, my screen is broken. Cool. He comes over. I realize that his screen is broken and you can see the internals of the phone and that there's water damage and also that the home button doesn't work and that the, like sometimes, like somebody came to me one time with the screen broken off completely, which means that like the cable for the button was broken, the cables for the top the sensors on the top and for the camera and speaker were broken, and they didn't tell me that before, so I had to reschedule other people so that I can fix all the other problems, you know?
Yeah, the issue is, you know, whether some people will get frustrated and not fill in the form versus some people will call and then you have to spend some time talking to them directly, right?
You shouldn't make the form mandatory. It should just be optional. So, for example,
okay,
like
good.
Yeah. So if somebody doesn't feel like answering all these questions or whatever, like,
right.
It's kind of like when, let's say you call Best Buy or something, right? There's like five different departments, or you can just like press zero a bunch of times and get to an operator, and then you go there.
Yeah. So should we use that as a zero to directly connect to you, for example, in real time via a phone call? Should that also be an option, which you can switch off based on your app? You can switch off that you don't want any calls today. You just want forms, or you just want text messages or notifications. Is that useful?
Yeah, that's definitely useful. I mean, it's useful for both me and for the clients too. You know,
right?
If they don't really know, like I said, like some people don't really know,
right?
So they won't know what to answer. But for people who are more tech savvy that actually know, it's better for us and for them. But that's why it should be optional. You know, some people don't know what to put.
I'm curious. You know, when I had the experience too, when your phone is broken, how do people call you? From their landlines or generally from another friend's phone or something?
Yeah, usually from a friend's phone people will call. Or sometimes, like, it depends on the severity. Most of the time, like, I don't know, let's say, like, 85% of the time people come in for, like, a cracked screen, which means that their phone is still, like, operational. But the other 15% of the time people usually just call from another person's phone or they just show up, you know, but... it's pretty much it. There's not really that many options to do when your phone's completely broken, and you know, either you show up or you call using somebody else's phone.
And how about desktop? Same thing, right? Option to describe in your own words what you want, and then
For desktop, it's pretty similar. If you know more or less, like if you hear clicking noises from your hard drive, you know that it's most likely a hard drive malfunction. Especially if you're
you know, we are thinking of something, which is when a person calls, we kind of transcribe their call and send it to you right away. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like a lot of people nowadays, they don't like to call. I feel like people like to just go online and like get like because people don't usually nowadays people don't usually like call. They usually like to send text messages or you know type things out or whatever.
Right. But in the text messaging, when I try to describe something like a broken glass or something in more detail, the text is not enough. One of the other things we can do is simply have a only allow them to leave a kind of voicemail or a text message and not allow them to reach you directly.
I mean, that's fine. Like, either way, it doesn't matter. As long as they describe the problem. But I don't know. I kind of like. I mean, if it's an option, you know, if it's an option where they can contact you directly or not, it's okay. But I'd rather be able to talk to the customer just to see exactly what the issue is if they know, you know. Because in my experience working with people, most people don't really know anything about technology. And... I can ask questions that will kind of direct me to know more about what their issue is, even though they don't know about their own issue. Hello?
I'm here. One other question I had was this option, which is
Hello?
I'm here. I'm still here.
So, hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
So, Hold on one second.
Yeah, no problem.
So, this is something that I have not seen before, where it's like a caller ID. You know, when a call comes in, instead of caller ID, we actually have a brief description of the problem. And then you can choose whether to accept the call or not.
Yeah. I mean, is it through the app or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good. So, like, it'll say, a cracked screen or something, or, like, computer doesn't turn on?
Right.
That's a good idea, actually. It's a really good idea.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because that's unique to our app. Because we we implement the telephone system within our app. So you will be getting calls in the app. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Yeah, like internet calls.
Yeah.
That's so in cool. That's a good idea.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. And anything else you can suggest that will make your life easier to get leads and convert them?
Something that would make it easier, I guess it would just be like finding a way to know more about what the issue is. And I think that that's a really good idea, what you said with the caller ID thing that shows the issue, but I think that people should also be able to message you.
Yeah. Right. Message, quick message. And some kind of default reply messages that our bot can improve. In other words, you don't have to type the whole thing. This applies to the caller and you also, that some of the usual problems, right, may already be populated, so people don't have to type the whole problem, like a screen broken or something. And also from your side, in a reply, if you have a question that already you asked 100 times, that will come up as an option in the list box. That would that be helpful too?
For you? Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Because I'm trying. Our goal is to reduce any kind of friction between a lead being generated and a lead being delivered.
Because more time you waste between trying to talk to them, the faster they run away.
Right. Now comes the part about pricing. How we should price the lead?
How you should price the lead?
Yeah.
I think it should just be a percentage of the transaction.
That can be an option. Can you suggest some other options? Because I find that it sometimes is not a good idea, because some providers think a percentage like 15-20% is too much.
Here's the thing. I think that when companies charge when companies charge the technicians a fixed price per lead, the quality of the lead is not kept high, so the company will make more money. But I feel like if the company gets a percentage of the actual price of the fix, then the company will maintain the quality of the lead. If you want to look at like an example, you can look at Yelp. Yelp, I worked with Yelp, and I would get charged like $600-$700 a month, and they would send me the most garbage leads I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
And they were horrible, and they still ended up charging me. So I canceled the service because I was basically paying for nothing. But if Yelp charged a percentage of the cost, then Yelp would they would keep my business.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be paying as much for garbage leads. If
that's true.
Yeah. It's a good idea for the company to charge a percentage, because if they don't, they won't be focusing on making a good experience, and they won't have retained clients. If you don't have retained clients, after a while, your business will die.
That's true. But there are a couple of problems with that. One is, how do we collect, how do we know that the client might pay through some other means, and we'll not know whether the transaction was successful or not, right?
Okay, one way would be to offer to put like a hold on the money, right? You put a hold for like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 days on the money, and if there is an issue with the product, or if there is an issue with the repair or something, then there's customer protection in place if they go through you.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't go through you, then they lose their customer protection, and then they're screwed if the repair doesn't go as planned, you know?
Okay, okay, okay. So offer some kind of customer protection.
Yeah, you now, offer a customer protection, and it's not at any cost to you guys. It's more about a cost to the repair person.
Right.
Because you're taking, you're returning the money back from the repair, from the that the person paid for the repair. You see what I'm saying?
I agree with the Yelp model being really bad, but if the Yelp model didn't automatically charge you for a lead, but you had a choice whether to accept a lead or not, would that make a difference if the lead price was really low, like a dollar or something?
I mean, like I said, like the quality of the leads wouldn't be that good. I mean, yeah, it would. Honestly, yeah. Taking a dollar for a lead would be great if I can see what the lead is.
Right. We are not like Yelp in a sense, because we actually have a call, a hard call from a customer, usually in a lead. It's not like a spam email or just a visit to your site. It's an actual call.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, you could also charge like a monthly fee or anything in conjunction with the percentage take.
Okay.
So you can charge a member fee.
Right. Okay, that's a good idea. Is that better than just charging, say, a dollar for access to the lead, and then a percentage if the lead actually works for you? Really cheap lead plus a percentage?
To be honest, you could literally, like, if you make it affordable enough, you can charge a monthly fee for joining. You could even charge a fee, like a dollar per lead. And you can also charge a percentage.
Oh, that's good. Okay. And also offer commission. Right.
Commission, like, what do you mean commission?
I mean, you can buy a cheap lead and a monthly fee for a monthly fee, or you can buy a lead based on 15% of the job.
Oh, yeah, you could, yeah. you can do all those options, or you can, like, either pick to do two of the three options.
Right. But again, you know, on the commission, I still don't understand how we will avoid people just getting the lead but not going through us for the transaction. You think just by offering some protection on the to the customer, we will solve that?
Yeah, and also you can monitor the chat. Like you can make it so that the chat,
it won't
show any phone numbers or anything. Like, it'll automatically get taken out. You can use what any other app uses. Like, for example, there's apps like Costmark and things like that that you buy and sell products. People can easily go and message somebody, like, you know, and then do a transaction outside of Poshmark, which means that they would make 20% more.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't do that because people like the security of knowing that their money is in good hands and that they're not going to get scammed by paying.
Right.
And
that's
like if something goes wrong. And they also block out other people's phone numbers. Like let's say you're in the chat and you have a phone number, it'll block it out. Because you don't need to give phone numbers or anything like that, because you're doing everything, you're doing the calls and the text in app.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people, you know, you can't completely avoid people scamming and, like, you know. But you can help minimize it to, like, a majority of a degree. And also, you can still charge per month to be like a member, or you can even charge per lead too.
Right.
So either way, what did you think of doing? You thought of just doing like really, really low lead costs?
That was one option. Yeah. So that there is more activity, you know what I mean? Because people, we can help people engage with each other as soon as possible without losing some lead. You know, when people take a long time to engage, some of the leads will go away, right? And some of the opportunities will go away. That's why.
Yeah, I got you. I don't know. I think either way could work. You could do like a monthly fee and do a lead cost, or you can do a monthly fee and just a percentage, like a commission percentage, or just a lead cost and a thing. I'm just saying that I think it's important for you guys to do commission for yourself.
I get that.
Based on the quality of the lead. Because the quality of the lead won't, I'm telling you, it won't be high, like for a long period of time if you don't do commission. Because that's basically how you guys are keeping yourselves in check, that you're still going to have a high quality lead.
I agree.
The more people that actually like have a repair done, the more money you're going to make.
There's one more question, if you have time, which is, would you like a mini CRM for your business in the same app?
A what?
Mini CRM, you know, customer relationship management, so that you can keep track of all your customers and all the engagements and send them emails sometimes for maintenance or upkeep or things like that. You would like that?
Client's regulatory database.
And how much will you be willing to pay on a monthly basis? We are thinking of something small, you know. But I'm interested in asking whether you're willing to pay, say, $10 a month for that.
Yeah, I'd be willing to pay $10 a month.
Yeah?
But it depends on, like, what features would you put in there? Would you put, like...
Okay, well, here's your open blue sky. You can tell me what features you want, and we'll give it to you. Because we are developing right now, and we want to make all the providers that we have happy.
I mean, I feel like, but honestly, I feel like, okay, if you were to have your clients and, like, your transaction history with your clients and their information and like, their device information and things like that, that could be good. I feel like sending them emails like over and over again would be kind of annoying for them.
Right.
But it could be good for specific customers.
Some maintenance purpose. Yeah, reminders, maintenance reminders, for example, things like that. So the minimum you're saying, it should have the history of all the transaction conversations, and it also should have information about their equipment, which was serviced and how it was fixed. Yeah,
it should also give an option for them to like create a profile.
Right.
Like they can create a profile with whatever devices they do have, and also like you should, let's say like you're doing computers or phones or whatever. You should be able to give them an option, like a reminder, to like back their computer up or back their iPhone up or whatever, you know.
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea, because many people forget to do that.
Yeah, many people forget, and then you know it can send you a reminder or whatever, and then you can go into the app and then you can press like, oh yes, just did it today or whatever.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's a great idea. Okay. Anything else you think of that you want? Even if it's just for you, we are interested.
Maybe just reviews?
No, just for you.
No. I'm saying reviews, like so that you can see like what the customer reviewed you or whatever.
Right. I don't know. Do you want reviews?
I mean, yeah, reviews would help. Reviews would help me, and they would help the customers, you know, avoid other people that suck.
Right. That's true. That's true.
Oh, you know what else would be good?
Uh-huh.
So, people have, you know, like a lot of people go to get their device repaired, right? and they want to go one time and have it repaired.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have like a feature like within the reviews. For example, like you went in for a phone repair, right? Your phone, you repaired the screen or whatever, and then 2 days later, you see that the screen is glitching and stuff. So you have to go back. So there should be a number of, like, an average of how many times somebody has to go to a specific location to resolve one issue.
So, that's interesting. Yeah, that's better than reviews because it tells you exactly.
So I think that would be a great idea because a lot of people hate going back and forth to repair places to get their stuff done over and over again.
Right.
That'd be a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I go to Apple Store. Sometimes I have to wait 45 minutes to get somebody's attention. There, and to go there 3 times is too much. I had to do that because my screen was blank. It was not broken, but it just got blank. And the first time I went there, it was 45 minutes. Then in a few days later, it just completely conked out the phone for some reason.
Awesome.
And then I had to go back. Yeah. So the number of times you go back is a very good metric, too.
Yeah, it could give, like, the customer kind of, like, insight. So, like, okay, if I go there, will they resolve the issue?
Mm-hmm.
You know, most likely.
Right.
And it also gives you insight into what the quality of the repair parts that they're using is. If the quality is low, then the number will be higher, you know?
Right. How about just one more question? I won't take up too much time.
I forgot
to ask you this question. How would you like to advertise? In other words, when you have time, say on a slow day, would you like a kind of very simple conversational advertising? Like just posting, hey, I am available for fixing broken screens between 2 and 5 today, for example.
Yeah, that could be a good idea.
And would you pay like a dollar for leaving that for a whole day? Just a dollar a post?
Yeah. A dollar a post.
Okay. That's wonderful. That's great. Anything else? You know, please feel free to contact us. We really like your, last time too, we appreciated your input. And this time we are moving along to build the app. So it's very timely that you gave us all these ideas. So we'll keep in touch with you, if you don't mind, again, to show
of
you
course,
what we are doing.
Okay. Yes, if you have any questions or anything, let me know.
Thank you.
Of course.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hi, Ron?
Yeah.
Ron?
Yeah.
We do want to make sure that we send that check out to you. I just wanted to confirm the address that I have for you.
Hello?
Yeah, 1 second. I'm just looking it up. Just give me 1 second. Okay, let's see here. You want the check made out to Laron Cohen and mailed to 4501 Catherine Avenue, Sherman Oaks?
Yeah.
91423, correct?
Yeah, correct.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Have a good day.
All right, likewise.
Bye-bye.